This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden was in northern Florida Saturday surveying the damage caused by Hurricane Idalia and comforting people affected by the storm, though he had no plans to meet with Ron DeSantis, the state's Republican governor, and a potential presidential rival. Reuters correspondent Freddie Joyner.
Biden spoke after touring the hurricane damage.
Here in Live Oak, massive trees were uprooted from intense hurricane force winds. Nobody can deny the impact of climate crisis. Nobody intelligent can deny the impact of a climate crisis anymore.
While there, Biden did not meet with the state's governor, Ron DeSantis, a potential presidential rival who is running for the 2024 Republican nomination. But the two have spoken regularly this week about the storm, which pummeled Florida's Big Bend region with Category 3 winds of nearly 125 miles per hour. FEMA's director, Deanne Criswell, said on Saturday that search and rescue operations had wrapped up and that officials were now focused on restoring power to the affected regions.
Pope Francis started his visit to Mongolia by praising the country's religious freedom dating back to Genghis Khan.
The Pope was greeted by an illustrious ceremony of honor guards and cavalry in the capital's main square. Francis's arrival in Mongolia marks the first ever papal visit to the Asian nation, which is home to one of the world's newest and smallest Catholic communities. At the presidential palace, he praised Mongolia's tradition of religious liberty. Later in the day, Francis met with bishops and missionaries at St. Peter and Paul Cathedral in the capital. He arrived to cheers of Viva al Papa. Inside, the Pope thanked all those devoting their lives to Catholicism.
That's AP correspondent Karen Chamas reporting. This is VOA News. Gabon's opposition leader is accusing the family of the recently ousted president of engineering his removal from power as a way of retaining their control in the oil-rich Central African nation. Alberando Assa says that with the Associated Press that the junta who ousted the president on Wednesday did not engage in a coup but rather a palace revolution in order to continue their family's reign. The comments come days after soldiers toppled the president and put him under house arrest, accusing him of irresponsible governance that risked leading the country into chaos. The soldiers then put his cousin, the head of the elite Republican Guard, in charge. U.S. singer-songwriter Jimmy Buffett, who gained worldwide fame for advocating a laid-back beach bum lifestyle through his music, died late Friday at the age of 76. His mega hit Margaritaville became the unofficial anthem of his adopted hometown of Key West, Florida, where he was remembered Saturday.
Hours after his death was announced, fans of Jimmy Buffett's in his adopted hometown of Key West laid flower arrangements and other mementos at iconic locations on the island associated with Buffett, such as his Shrimp Boat Sound Studio and the Margaritaville Cafe. Local restaurateur Jimmy Weekly said it was strangely fitting Buffett passed away during the U.S. end of summer Labor Day holiday weekend.
The song that kind of kicked Jimmy's career off was Come Monday. Lyrics in that song are heading out to San Francisco for the Labor Day weekend show. Here we are in Labor Day weekend with the passage of Jimmy Buffett. He's doing another show now, but it's in the sky.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
A police officer in Warren, Michigan is being praised for his quick thinking that saved the life of a baby who stopped breathing.
It started as a traffic stop for speeding Tuesday. Warren police officer Brendan Frazier trying to calm the panicked mother and uncle who say the 18-month-old baby boy has turned blue. The officer flips the baby over, thumps on his back, and pulls fluid from the baby's mouth.
Okay, he's getting air. I can feel it. Listen.
Frazier says he just relied on his training. He and a fellow officer rushed the baby to the hospital. The Warren, Michigan police chief says this shows police work isn't always about writing tickets and making arrests. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Taiwan suspended flights, rail transport, and ferry services, along with classes and outdoor events, and it is urging workers to stay home as the island prepares for the arrival of Typhoon Haikui. The storm's approach on Sunday came as Typhoon Siola continued to weaken while swirling along the Chinese coast. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.